So as part of the AMA Storytelling Day, I thought I'd do some quick vox popping for our Samuel Pepys exhibition, which is coming up. So I'm going to go and grab some people and ask them if they know who Samuel Pepys is. Hi there, could you just tell me your name and if you know who Samuel Pepys is?
Hello, my name is Susie Corker, and I think that I'm ashamed to say I don't know who Samuel Pepys is.
That's okay, thank you very much. Hello, could you just tell me your name and if you know who Samuel Pepys is?
My name's Lisa Mead, and I know Samuel Pepys is the man who wrote the diary.
Thank you very much. Hi, could you just tell me your name and if you know who Samuel Pepys is?
My name is Kate, and I should know who Samuel Pepys is. He is an author and a poet, possibly. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Karen. Samuel Pepys, diarist, probably one of the most famous diarists in the world, based in London, have worked around where he used to keep his diaries. And I can't remember what he used to write about, but I've got a feeling it was something to do with the Great Fire of London. That rings a bell because I used to work near a monument. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, very clear image in my head. Curly hair, moustache, smartly dressed guy.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Hi, could you just give me your name and tell me if you know who Samuel Pepys is?
My name is Christian Payne, at Documentally Online. And yes, Samuel Pepys, from my neck of the woods up in Cambridgeshire. Huntingdon, I think there's a little museum to him there. Famous diarists. Wrote an incredible amount. I think, was it 500,000 words in his diaries? And amazing picture of time gone by, unique in many ways. And yet, look at us now. We're all doing it.
Thank you very much.
Verity Sanderson, Samuel Pepys, writer, playwright, poet, I think. and I do know that there's a road name in Cambridge named after him.
Thank you very much.